getting victory number one on the season on Monday night, where the Trenton Lady Bulldogs, they beat Winston pretty soundly, 59-14, so it took care of their business. That was after a couple of, certainly I don't think the Bulldogs say they played poorly, but they didn't get victories on the road at Macon or East Buchanan to start the season. Lost by 3 to Macon, lost by 8 to East Buchanan. Coming up, Trenton-Maysville, that's going to be game two of a Bulldog-Wolverine doubleheader. That is Thursday at 7. We're going to have the boys at 5:45, girls game at 7, both on KGLZ 101.7 on Thursday night. Coach, congrats on the win Monday.
Thank you.
What went? I know that Winston's not the same opponent as Macon and East Buchanan, but just in general terms, what went better for the girls Monday?
Well, I just think each night we play, we're getting more used to the system we're trying to run. You know, and I think we did some things pretty well in both Macon and the East Buck games, and they're both solid opponents. But you know, still we're learning new things and learning when to do things and when not to do things. And you know, ultimately, both those games come down to free throws, and mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of a cliche, but you got to hit free throws to win. And I think we lost by 3 against Macon. We missed probably 10 or 11 free throws. So if you hit even half of those that you missed, you win. And same, a little bit of the same way with East Buck, we missed several free throws. And just didn't have an offensive outing like I think we can have with this team.
East Bucks, just, you mentioned this after the game, how have they lost some pieces? Yeah, they were kind of younger, but Coach Elms has, you know, she has her system in place, and it looks like, you know, they're probably going to be a team that struggles to put the ball in the hoop a little bit, but they have size and they play such good defense that it's one of those just kind of grinder games. And when you do miss free throws and you're not shooting the ball well, they can get you on their floor.
Well, and that's you know, ultimately, when you're trying to rebuild a program like she's doing down there, you start with defense, and you got to be able to stop teams. And I thought our defense played pretty well that night. We did it. You know, typically, if you give up 34 points, you're going to win a lot of games. And we just got to find some more creative ways to put the ball in the hole when things aren't going well for us.
You play Maysville tomorrow night, and I saw very little of the game. I think I saw the last 2 or 3 minutes against Bramer last night, but it's a 6 seed beating a 3 seed, and Maysville was picked last in the GRC. So I can say this, and you know, talking with their coach and their assistant last night out in the hospitality room, they look like, to me, at least going off last night, they're better than the 7th place team in the GRC in my book.
Well, and I think they are, and you know, sometimes you get caught in a rut, and you look at them from last year's team, and they're a whole different group. They're different coaches. Everything's a little bit different with them. So, you know, I think it's really easy to look at what they were last year and overlook. But, you know, the good thing is it wasn't us that overlooked them. It was the other team possibly. So we know they're going to come out ready to play, and we know they're going to be a solid team. And we're just going to – we can't overlook anybody. We've got to come out, and I was pretty proud of the way the girls, you know, played Winston. Winston is doing some rebuilding as well. But, you know, a lot of times you get into those games and you don't look real sharp and things don't go real well. I thought we played pretty well against Winston. We got to make sure we do the same thing against Maysville.
I agree with you on that Winston game, because you can come out and play flat against Winston and probably still have enough firepower being in the bigger school and those things to maybe win by 10 or 15. But so you're sitting at 1-2, but you're not feeling real great about the way that you played. That's different than winning and feeling real good about it on Monday. It sounds like you were just, you know, you got some momentum off of that game.
Well, and then we talk to our kids a lot about conditioning and working hard in practice, and sometimes they wonder why we run as much as we run and do the things that we do. And that game Monday was a great example of, you know, I think the game was somewhat competitive through the first half. I don't know what the score was, but it was our second half. I think we were just still going full blast. We didn't show any signs of fatigue through the whole 32 minutes, and I think that's going to be our key to beat some of these teams that we're competitive or we're comparable to.
Are you planning on getting over to the gym early, Coach, to catch Polo and Gallatin at 4:30 tomorrow? I think that's going to be a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time we're going to get there. You know, if nothing else, I'll be able to get it on film. Mm-hmm. So either way, I'll get a chance to look at it. But I'm sure Polo's going to be solid. They've put up a lot of points, and Voss put up a lot of points. But, you know, and when I seeded this, I seeded Gallatin, you know, a little bit, not to expose anything, but I see the Gallatin a little higher than maybe what other people did where they turned out, because I think Gallatin's a good team. I think they're going to come out and they're going to play well. And I think it's going to be a tight ball game tomorrow night with them and Polo.
I'm with you, because I've told people, I said, you know, Gallatin's probably that 15 to 20 point consistent score for me in a team that, yeah, is way up there in the GRC. They're going to be there anyway, because they come at you in waves. They're athletic. And they run that 1-2-2 press, and they're tough to deal with on their floor.
I think so, too. And they just got athletes out there, and I think they're going to be real comparable to us. I think, you know, we've got six or seven girls I think we can throw at you and do some things that way. And I think they're going to be real similar. I think it's going to, you know, when we play them, and hopefully we both get to play on Saturday, but if and when we play them, we're going to have to make sure that we do our scouting, because they're going to be kind of a mirror image of us, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, I know Trenton, obviously, going to see Polo and Gallatin the regular season, too. Championship, 12:30 Saturday. Third place is Friday night at 7. So just look at the potential matchups there for Trenton and when they might play later this week. Who scored the ball well for you, Coach, against Winston? Anybody, you know, step forward, have a 20-point game, something like that, or was it kind of balanced?
Well, Rainey Nashley put her 20 in that she's going to consistently get, I think, on most nights. And you know what I was super happy with, though, is we went from her at 20, but we had 9, 9, 8, 8, and 5, you know, of, and that wasn't what was happening with them last year. I think they had Rainey that scored a pretty significant amount of their points, and then Maddie on given nights would score some, and then the others were kind of silent. Now, we're trying to get away from that this year. We're trying to make sure we're not a two-headed monster that five or six girls can put the ball in.
When you take I know you got a big tournament this week and you're trying to win the Gallatin Championship over the next 72 hours, but you get your home opener next week, and you got Chillicothe on Friday, and Chillicothe's a load this year. So Marceline Tuesday, Chillicothe Friday next week, that's going to be challenging.
Yeah, in our schedule, first, before Christmas, our schedule is really tough. I mean, and that's a good thing. The only thing I wish, you know, if it's wonderful if you're 2 or 3 years into your system, but these kids are just learning my system, so you know, it'd be nice to have a couple, three games that we could come out and make some mistakes and still be successful. But, you know, the great thing is with Chillicothe and even Marceline, mistakes you make, they're going to expose them. So it shows you what you need to get better at.
Yeah, and you mentioned the schedule. South Harrison, we know they're the preseason favorite in the GRC. You go up there on the 15th. That will be a big game coming up in a couple weeks.
I think so, and hopefully we'll have some things ironed out by then. And you know, they're just athletic and long and press and run and do some things, and that's kind of what we're trying to get ourselves set up to be as well. Just use 6, 7, 8 kids and run at you and press you and see if we can get the game picked up. And so again, we're excited about challenges coming up, and we just got to take them one at a time, though.
Trent Maysville next up on the docket Thursday night at 7 from Gallatin High School. If you can't make it to the game, it'll be on 101.7 FM. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you at the gym Thursday.
All right, thank you.